this wonderful time that you have granted unto us tonight. You have allowed us to come to church, Lord, not to see each other, but Lord, to meet up with you and to hear from you. We surrender our hearts into your hands. Father, we surrender the preacher into your hands again. Lord Jesus, may the Holy Spirit come and let him have his own way in our midst. May you give us something, Lord, tonight that is in due season, that can strengthen us in this Christian journey, draw us closer to your side, make us better Christians, Lord. We submit ourselves under your mighty hand. Father God, may you proceed with us, leading us yourself, till you bring us to the end of the service. And we shall be very careful this evening, Lord, to give the glory back unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe for a short time, we may take our seats. But we want to thank God tonight, who has given us this time. I want to appreciate the pastor here also for calling me to come just for a time of fellowship this evening. Amen. And I hope the Lord is going to speak to us. That's my prayer and that's my desire. Amen. Without wasting much of our time, let's stand upon our feet. We want to read from the book of John, chapter 13, verses 34 to 35. The Bible says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. May God bless the reading of his word. We may take our seats. What a scripture tonight. Amen. God instructing us to love one another. And he says, this is a new commandment that I'm giving unto you, that you love your brother, you love your sister. By that, people are going to know that we are his disciples, if we love one another. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 1 to 7. Listen. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor,
Kunyange ndikagovera varombo zvose zvandinazvo.
And though I give my body to be burned,
kunyange ndikaisa muviri wangu kuti upiswe,
and have not charity,
asi ndisina rudo,
it profiteth me nothing.
Azvibatsire chinhu.
Charity suffereth long,
rudo runo moyo murefu,
and is kind,
rudo runyoro.
Charity envieth not,
rudo haruna godo.
Charity vaunteth not itself,
rudo haruna manyawi, haruzvikudzi.
Is not puffed up,
haruzvikudzi.
Doth not behave itself unseemly,
haruiti zvisina kufanira.
Seeketh not her own,
haruzvitsvakiri zvaro.
Is not easily provoked,
harungotsamwi.
Thinketh no evil,
harushungi zvakaipa.
Rejoiceth not in iniquity,
harufariri zvisina kururama.
But rejoiceth in the truth,
asi runofarira zvokwadi.
Beareth all things,
runotsungirira nozvose.
Believeth all things,
runotenda zvose.
Hopeth all things,
runetariro pazvose.
Enjoyeth all things,
runotsungirira pazvose.
What a scripture!
Igwaro rakadini.
There is something about love.
Pane chimwe chinhu panyaya yerudo.
Amen.
Amen.
Something special.
Pane chakakosha.
Love is that atmosphere that makes things happen.
Rudo ndo huwepo unoita kuti zvinhu zviitike.
Great things they do happen.
Zvinhu zvikuru zvinoitika.
Where there is love.
Kana paina rudo.
And that kind of love, which is divine love,
mando yerudo, rudo rwaMwari,
we must exercise it amongst ourselves.
Tinofanira kurishandisa pakati pedu.
One to another right here.
Kune mumwe nemumwe ipo pano.
And if that love is among us here,
kana rudo ruri pakati pedu,
dwelling in our hearts,
richigara mumoyo medu.
Amen. That alone is an atmosphere that brings God down.
Rudo iroro ndiro ruchaunza Mwari pakati pedu.
Amen.
Amen.
It is just going to be a little talk.
Kachangova katoi.
Talk.
This evening.
But I want to preach about the power of love and forgiving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The power of love and forgiving. Love does something. Okay. Let me take my first quote from the message, God is a wrapped gift.
Preached
1960, 12, 25. Paragraph 107 to 108.
Listen,
I want you to see that love is the most powerful force. The prophet says here, the love of God, how God unfolded himself, and come a Christmas package, was laid on straw. The first thing he had was to press against his little head was a straw, and a dirty piece of swaddling cloth wrapped around him. The last thing he had was a thorn crown. With a dead rag wrapped over his eyes. And hit on the head saying, if you are a prophet, tell us who hit you. And then it tagged to a cross. Love reaching out.
Rudo ruchitambanudza.
When his own children crying for his blood,
vana vavo vachichemera ropa vavo,
he screamed,
vakadanidzira,
Father,
Baba,
forgive them.
Varegererei.
They don't know what they are doing.
Havazive zvavanoita.
He says, that's love.
Hanzi nemuprofita, ndirwo rudo.
Amen.
Amen.
The church don't want that.
Kereke haidi izvozvo.
They want creed. He says, we need love. The church is dying by creeds. It can only live by love. Because love is eternal life. Love overcomes all things. Love is the most powerful force there is. How is that possible? Amen.
Amen.
It is such a greatest force which overcomes everything. Overcomes all things. If we can only apply love in our different situations, I believe God is going to achieve more in our lives. Divine love, I'm quoting. Over 56:08-26, he says, here it is. I want you to hear it. There is only one thing that will conquer the devil. That's pure love. Love will conquer everything. It conquered the sin question. It conquered the sickness question. It will conquer the difference in the church. It will conquer everything that is unrighteous to be conquered. It will do it if you just let it do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, we remember the story or the testimony that the prophet Brother Branham gave us, which I want to follow together with you so that we can see something from this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This was that maniac of Oregon. Are we together? When he approached the prophet. I just want to read this quotation. Follow the little testimony here so that we hear what the prophet is saying and what he means when he says love conquers everything. Love is the most powerful force. Love breeds love. Hatred breeds hatred.
Ruvengo runo bereka ruvengo.
Malice breeds malice.
Nduru ino bereka nduru.
Where there is hatred,
pane ruvengo,
you better take love yourself.
Iwe tora rudo pachako.
Have love yourself.
Ivane rudo iwe.
And see what is going to happen.
Wona zvinozotevera.
If hatred meets hatred,
ruvengo rwasangana neruvengo,
nothing good happens.
Hapana chakanaka chinoitika.
Do you hear me, church? But if there is love in you and there is hatred, if these two meet, oh, surely, brothers and sisters, love is going to conquer. We meet different situations in life that hate our hearts so much. People say things about ourselves. You hear it. You get hurt. Amen. But how should you react to yourself? Brother, sister. Brother, sister. There is no time to revenge. No, you are doing nothing. You are doing nothing. In your pain. In your pain. Just take love, brother, sister. Just take love. And see how you are going to conquer. Don't waste time trying to prove to people that you talk better than themselves or you shout better than themselves. Just take love and see what is going to happen. Listen to Brother Branham here. The message, God provided a lamb.
Paragraph 18.
At Portland, Oregon. That night, when I was standing on the platform, and that maniac ran to the platform to kill me. You remember reading that? I was just speaking. Just like I am now. And this fellow ran down through a crowd of people of thousands. And they were standing in the street. And his eyes bulged way out. And he was making his hands to go up and down. He ran up to the platform. He was under demonic power. I thought maybe somebody was sick and was coming after me. I thought maybe somebody was, okay, there was about 150, 200 ministers sitting behind me. And I looked at him. And he ran on up that way and preachers scattered like flies. And he had just hit a preacher that day. And he was out of an insane institution. Broke his jaw and his collarbone. The police was after him. And at the platform, he ran right straight up to me. And blowed real big like a goose. Pushed out his chest. Great big arms. I weighed 128 then.
Ini ndaire ma 128.
He weighed about 250.
Iye aire ma 250.
About 6 foot tall or better.
Akareba 6 foot. Kana kudarika.
And he said.
Akati.
Listen, he was talking to Brother Branham now.
Mpengo ya ruta wana Brother Branham.
You hypocrite.
Iwe munyengeri.
How do you feel today? Somebody speaks like that to you. You hypocrite. You snake in the grass. Saying that to the prophet of the age who had the pillar of fire upon his head. But somebody was speaking like this to him. You hypocrite. You snake in the grass. Standing up here posing yourself as a servant of God. I am going to take you apart right on this platform. Why? You would better know what you are talking about when it's a maniac. I just kept still. Looked at him. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, you just have to be still. Quiet down. Let them shout. Let them say anything. Just be still. Take time to be still. The moment you try to react, amen, because you are feeling hurt, automatically God cannot do anything there. Because already you want to fight your own battle. Be still. And know that He is God. Leave them to talk, brother, sister. Brother Branham is saying, I kept still. Looked at him. He said, calling yourself a man of God, rolled his arm up, said, I'm going to knock that little frame of yours plump out over that audience. There won't be a piece of you together when you land. I knowed he was well able to carry his threats out. I just looked at him. Not a preacher said a word. They were gone. And I looked. And here come two police. I had just led both of them to Christ. One of their mother was healed the night before. And they ran out there to grab him. I said, this is not a flesh and blood affair, brother. Just a moment. Thank you. The little fellows begged off, stood there a minute. I just kept real still. And I was going to tell him, I say, what's the matter? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he went, he spit right in my face. And he said, you snake in the grass. He said, tonight I'm going to break every bone in your body. And I was going to say, I hope you don't. And as I started to say that, God in his sovereignty, the Holy Spirit came down.
Drew
back his arm and ran at me real hard and started to hit at me. I said,
Satan,
come out of the man. And when his arm was up, he went, rolled around like that and fell down across my feet and pinned me there till the police had to roll him off my feet.
They said,
is that man dead? I said, no, sir. He worships that spirit. They pulled him out. What was it? Did I hate that man? I loved him. With all his threats,
Brother
Abraham is saying, I loved him. A poor mortal in that condition. That wasn't that man speaking. That was the devil. He was possessed of the devil. And the devil made the challenge. And the Holy Spirit challenged him back. Allow the Holy Spirit to take over. You keep it still, brother, sister. You calm down. And see the Holy Spirit coming down to take over. And the devil, okay, he says here, and you know what happened? There was wheelchairs,
cots,
stretchers. You know how it was in the first beginning? When that happened, when you was speaking, he was speaking, you could have heard a pin drop. As the old saying is, but when all that legion saw that their chief man had been slain, every sick person rose to their feet. Hallelujah! There were people in the church, on the stretchers, wheelchairs, maybe waiting for a word of prayer, maybe waiting to be laid hands on, but it never happened that way that day. Brother Branham just kept still, giving God a chance, and the love of God was just working in his heart, and this man was threatening the prophet. But in the heart of the prophet rose love, the power of love. And this man, when he approached the prophet, he came into the presence of love. He stepped into the atmosphere of love. And right there, all those demons were disarmed. And when this chief demon was conquered by love, the rest of the demons that were holding the people, they could not stay there. They just left the people and went away. What kind of a power is that? That's the power of love. That's the power of love. That is what love can do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then he goes on to say, every court was empty. Every wheelchair emptied up. And the whole group was healed at one time and walked out. Because the power of hatred and the power of love had met together. And love will overcome hatred every time. Love will overcome hatred all the time. If somebody hates you, And you know, really, this person hates me. Don't you hate the person again. Don't hate that person yourself. Give him love. You are going to conquer him. You disarm that person just by giving love. Then the prophet says, love your enemy. Is that possible? Can we do that? Love your enemy. This is how we conquer, brethren. This is how we overcome. You don't know what God can do if divine love is bubbling in our hearts, if love is dwelling in our hearts, if we are loving one another. That condition alone will cause God to do mighty works right here. And we will see great things happen just because of love. Is the greatest of all things. The message, humble thyself, listen. He says here now, surely, after all these years on the field and around the world, seeing different people, I ought to know a little bit about the gate to enter in. And if you want to get somewhere with God, you want to get somewhere with God, never let an arrogant spirit ever come around you. Don't you ever allow that to happen. Listen to the next statement. Don't let no malice come in. No matter what anybody has done. Brother, sister, do you hear the prophet? No matter what a person has done, I understand it will be paining you. But the prophet is saying, no matter what he has done, don't let no malice come in your heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then he says, if they are wrong, somebody is wrong, he has done wrong to you, don't you never build up a complex against that person. See, you be sweet and kind. Remember, God loved you when you were in sin. And if the Spirit of God is in you, you love the other person when he is in wrong. Just pray for them and love one another. Do you hear the prophet there? Don't take malice in your heart. Remove all malice. Amen. And just keep love in your heart. No matter what somebody has done to you, no matter what has happened, no matter what he is saying, never allow malice to come in your heart. Just keep love in your heart and see what God can do. That alone will solve a lot of things. That alone will conquer the devil. Amen. The Simonian church age, our next court, brothers. Listen here. The only thing the matter, get all these little differences away from you and little funny feelings around you for brethren. Why do we sometimes have funny feelings towards each other? It means that person has done something which has hurt you. You are in pain. And you develop a certain feeling towards that person. But Brother Branham is saying, take away the little feelings around you for brethren. Shake it away. Don't let no root of bitterness ever come into your soul. Do you hear that? Don't let root of bitterness come in you. If you do, that bitterness, it will kenga you. It will kenga you. Do you see bitterness kills you, the person? Who is having the bitterness? You have bitterness towards that brother, towards that sister, towards that one. Because maybe he has done something to you. You feel hurt. And you are bitter. That bitterness that you are keeping, it will kenga you. It will cause problems, more problems for you. It will cause even sicknesses. In you, acids will rise. BP will rise. Because of the bitterness that you are keeping. Yes, somebody has wronged you. But remember, you are a Christian. Don't be bitter. Don't keep bitterness in you. Are we together? He says, shake it away. If you do that, hallelujah. He says, keep love. I don't care how much people hate you. You love them anyhow. Do we believe, brother? No matter what people have done to you, sister. Kana uchida kubudirira.
If you want to succeed.
Uchida kuti mwari vakurwirire.
And if you want God to fight for you.
Zvichitore makuti uzviite.
And it's so difficult for you to do. Iwane chido
chacho.
You have the desire. Have the desire.
Uda pachena pamberi pamwari.
Go open before God. God, it has been painful. But your word is saying I should not keep bitterness.
I'm
feeling root of bitterness. I pray that you take it away. Take away the root of bitterness. God is merciful. Bitterness will not help you. You have BP.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just say, Lord, help me. I need love in my heart. All of us, we need God to help us. These gods are not just simple gods, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what we should be doing. This is the spoken word. If we believe Malachi 4, he is the one who is saying, I don't care how much people hate you. Love them anyhow. Anyhow. Just try to love them. That alone is healing power. That alone is the solution. Don't try to show them that you can do this and that and that. You are wasting your time. Go back to the quotation and try to do this. A hand of praise to the Lord this evening. Hallelujah. Are we together, church? Amen. These quotations are not just for us to preach about them. Or talk about them. Quote them. We have to live the life of this cause. This is the message. That's why we left the denominations. For such. Yes, you are in pain. You are hurt. Don't have bitterness. Don't have bitterness. Keep love in your heart. Do you hear me, church? Another quote, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. If the brother you think is a little wrong, or the sister, say, Lord,
Ishe,
don't let me ever have the root of bitterness spring up in me.
Aikona kunditendera kuti nduru isumuke mandiri.
It will affect him, that brother.
Nekuti icha kanganisa hama yangu.
And it will take Christ right out of my life.
Icha bisa Christ kubva muupenyu wangu ini.
Bitterness who take Christ out of your life. Yet somebody has wronged you. If you choose to keep bitterness, it will take Christ out of your heart. That poison acids of malice and jealous and hatred that will just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. It will run him from the tabernacle here. It will kill the Spirit of God. Drive it away from here. Yet your pastor. It will do everything. He says, see, don't you do that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, church.
Kereke.
May God cleanse our hearts. Cleanse our souls. Take all this out of us. Leave the Holy Spirit to move freely in the church. Don't keep bitterness. The Pergamon church age. Try to do something good. And just keep being good. Hold no malice. Hold no grudges. Grudges. Don't let any bitterness.
Yeah.
No matter how bad the person is, and how bad they talk about you, because they talk. And when they talk, what are you supposed to do? They talk bad about you. Hallelujah. Don't you never think evil in your heart against them. Because right there, the devil will set right in. Wake up something right there. Just keep it all covered up with godly love. Confession. And making right. And do good to those who do evil to you. I was waiting for some amens there. But alas, there is a silence. And do good to those who do evil to you. How is that saying?
This is how we overcome.
Siwa chakaipa ne chakanaka.
Repay evil with good.
Wapedza.
You are done.
Mandinzwa era hama dzangu.
If you wapedza, heard, you are done.
Usava ne moyo wokuti
don't have a heart.
Achandiona.
And say,
you are doing nothing.
I'm going to sort
remember
him out.
Remember, we are Christians. The quotations are here. Do good to those who do evil to you. If you only do good to those who do good to you. Jesus said, don't the publicans do the same. Then he says, anybody can be good to those that's good to them. But do good to those who are not good to you. Do something for those that would not do nothing for you. Speak a good word for the man that would speak evil against you. Is that possible? Somebody is speaking bad about you. You hear that's what he is saying. But in return, you speak good about the person. That's the message. That's the prophet. That will solve everything. It's not a blood and flesh affair. Leave God to do the rest. Just be still and see what God can do. Amen.
Amen.
Speak good word for the man that would speak evil against you. And that way, you keep all the bitterness out of your heart. That's how you keep bitterness out of your heart. And you are always in love with everybody then. As long as you stay in love. Love brothers and sisters who do everything for you. If you keep it in your heart, it will do everything. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Mark 11, verse 25 and 26. Let's try to live the life of these quotations. Oh, listen to this. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. What a lesson. Sometimes you wonder why God is not answering my prayers. Why am I not receiving my need from the Lord? You are praying about it, but looks like he's not hearing you. If you are holding a grudge in your heart, something happened. Somebody did something that hurt your heart so much, and you are grieved in your heart. You have a grudge against the person. You can't forgive the person, and you are holding that, brother, sister. That will hinder your prayers. No wonder why God here is saying, the Lord Jesus is saying, when you have an ought against a brother or anyone, when you stand to pray, forgive. Let us learn to forgive. Brothers and sisters, let us learn to forgive. That's Christianity. Don't hold grudges in your heart against someone, against somebody, against another brother or another sister. Leave the rest in the hands of God. Just try to forget about it. The pain you are feeling, God knows about it. Who are you to try to keep that spirit in you? Holding grudges against people, it will do you no good, but it will harm your soul. Kill your Christian experience. Are we together? Just leave the rest to God. He will do everything for you. Okay, I'm going to jump quite a number of things here, but let's go to 1 Samuel. Chapter 19.
Chapter 19.
I know we'll learn something here. Verse 1-6, I'm going to read. This is David and Saul. We know the story.
Verse 1-6, Javeringa. Did David na Saul?
And Saul spoke to Jonathan, his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill
David.
But so David had done nothing wrong. Actually, he had brought salvation to Israel. He's the one who killed
Goliath.
But somehow Saul was jealous about that, to an extent that he wanted to kill David.
Kusikira pakuti akada kuuraya David.
For no reason.
Pasina chikonzero.
No evil done.
Hapana chakaipa chakaita.
Amen.
Amen.
But Jonathan saw his son delighted much in David.
Asi Jonathan mwanakomana wasauri wakanga achifarira David kwacho.
And Jonathan told David, saying,
Jonathan akataura David achiti,
so my father seeketh to kill thee.
Sauro baba wangu vanotsvaka kukuuraya.
Now therefore I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning.
Naizozo zvinovachenjera kwazvo kusvikira mangwana.
And abide in a secret place.
Wogara pakavandika.
And hide thyself. And I'll go out and stand beside my father in the field. And I'll commune with my father of thee, and what I see, that will I tell thee? And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father. And he said unto him, let not the king sin against his servant, against David. Because he hath not sinned against thee. And because his works have been to thee what very good. For he did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine. And the Lord wrote a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it and did rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood to slay David without a cause? That's what hatred does. And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan. And Saul swear,
Saul akapika,
as the Lord liveth,
kuti ishe nevachirarama,
he shall not be slain.
Ah, David achazourawa.
But he was lying.
As ainyepa zvake.
Hatred was still in him.
Ruvengo rakanga ruririmo
mari. Jealousy was in his heart.
Godo rakanga ririmo mari.
1 Samuel 24.
Samuel yekutanga 24.
Verse 1 going downwards. We are going to read again.
Verse 1 tichidzika
tichanerenga. And it came to pass when Saul was retained from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel.
3,000.
After he heard he is in the David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi.
Anzwa kuti David ari murenjere En-Gedi.
He took 3,000 men.
Akatora ma special force 3,000.
Yeah, that's right. And went to seek David.
Akanotsvaga David.
And his men upon the rocks of the wild goats.
Ne varume vake vanga vari pamatombo embudzi dzemusango.
3,000 people.
Ma soldier 3,000.
He meant business, this man.
Aireve samurume we.
He wanted to really kill David.
Aida kunyatso muraya David.
And he came to the sheep courts by the way.
Akaenda nemunzira ya.
Where was a cave?
Paive nebako.
And Saul went in to cover his feet.
Sauro akapindamo kuti anozvifukidza.
And David and his men remained in the sides of the cave.
David nevarume vake vakararamba vari pativi rebako.
As Saul was inside there now.
Sino Sauro ari mukati mebako.
And the men of David said unto him, behold, the day which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand.
What else do you want, king? How do you want God to fight for you again? More than this. This is the perfect situation. There sleepeth the man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, this I would, okay, behold, okay, behold the day of the which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand. That thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. And he
left the king sleeping. And he was snoring there.
David just
took a cut of the skirt.
And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him. Because he had cut off Saul's skirt. If it were you or me, what were we going to do?
Seeing that this is your enemy.
ndiye ari kunditsvaga and ane 3000
he seeketh to kill me
kuti andiuraye
to kill me
opinda mubako mwarova wamurova nehope
and he enters a cave and
obva rara kurara kurova ngonono
and he falls asleep
iwo akatarisa kudaiso
and you are watching
what would you do
why it say you
Verse 6. And he said unto his men,
the
Lord forbid
that
I should do this thing unto my
master.
The Lord is anointed to stretch forth mine hand against him.
Seeing
he is the Lord, he is the anointed of the Lord. No matter how bad Saul was. No matter how evil Saul was, still in the eyes of David,
Saul
remained God's anointed. And David gave him due respect.
David,
if you don't respect the man, just respect that office. God will bless you for that. So David stayed his servants with these words.
Saka David akadzikamisa varanda vake nemashoko aya.
And suffered them not to rise against Saul.
Enda anakuvatendera kuti vapandukire Sauro.
But Saul rose up out of the cave.
Asi Sauro akamuka kubva mubako.
And went on his way.
Akaenda parwendo rwake.
David also arose afterward.
David akamuka mushure.
And went out of the cave.
Akabuda mumbako.
And cried after Saul.
Akadanidzira kuna Sauro.
Saying, "My Lord, the king."
Akati ishe wangu mambo.
And when Saul looked behind him,
zvino Sauro paakacheuka kutarisa.
David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed himself.
David akakotamisa nechiso chake achitarisa pasi.
And David said to Saul,
David akati kuna Sauro,
"Wherefore hearest thou men's words saying, behold, David seeketh thy head.
David ari kutsvaga kukukuvadzai.
Behold,
tarirai.
This day,
zvara nhasi,
thine eyes have seen how that the Lord had delivered thee today into mine hand in the cave.
Kuti ishe vanga vakuisa imomo maoko angu muri mubako.
And some bade me kill thee.
Vamwe vakatonditi ndikurayei.
But mine eyes spared thee.
Asi meso angu akuponesa.
And I said,
ndikati,
I will not put forth mine hand against my Lord.
Handisi kuzouraya ishe vangu.
For he is the Lord's anointed.
Nekuti muzodziwa vashe.
Moreover,
pamusoro pazo,
my father,
baba vangu,
see ye the skirt of thy robe in my
hand. Hanzi yenyu maoko angu.
For in that I cut off the skirt of thy robe.
Nekuti ndacheka mupendero wehanzu yenyu.
And I killed thee not.
Asi handakukurayai.
Know thou and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in mine hand.
Chionai kuti hamuna chakaipa kana kudarika mumoyo mangu.
I have not sinned against thee.
Handina kukutadzirai.
Yet thou huntest my soul to take it.
Asi muri kutsvaga moyo wangu kuti ndiundiuraye.
The Lord judge between me and thee.
Ishe ngavatonge pakati pangu nemi.
Not you judging. Between you and your enemy. Not you judging. Between you and those who are speaking bad against you. It's not you. But David said, "That's not my business." But that is God's business. He knows what is right for me. He knows how he's going to deal with it. And he says, "The Lord judge between me and thee. And the Lord avenge me of thee. But mine hand shall not be upon thee." As the proverb of the ancients, wickedness proceedeth from the wicked. But mine hand shall not be upon thee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to verse 26 or verse 16.
And verse 16.
Amen. I'll close now. Don't worry. Amen. 1 Samuel 24:16. Going downwards there. And it came to pass when David had made an end of speaking these words unto Saul,
David,
that Saul said,
Saul akati,
"Is this thy voice, my son
David?"
And Saul lifted up his voice.
Sauro akasimudza izvi rake
and wept.
Akachema kwazvo.
Amen.
Amen.
Because David,
Nekuti David
had lived a life.
Angararama upenyu.
A life.
Upenyu.
That even touched the heart of Saul.
Wakabata moyo wa Sauru.
When Saul thought about it.
Sauru paka fungisisa.
When he thought what had happened. What he did to David.
Zvakaita kuna David.
And what David did in return.
Nezvakazoitirwa naDavid.
Amen. The Bible here is saying Saul lifted up his voice.
Sauro akasimudza izwi rake.
And wept.
Akachema kwazvo.
And he said to David.
Akati kuna David.
Thou art more righteous than I.
Wakarura maiwe kudarika ini.
For thou hast rewarded me good.
Nekuti watsiva nezvakanaka.
Whereas I have rewarded thee evil.
Inini pandai kuitira zvakaipa.
And thou hast showed this day.
Waratidza zuva ranhasi.
How that thou hast dealt well with me.
Kuti wandibata sei zvakanaka.
For as much as when the Lord had delivered me into thine hand.
Kunyange ishe vandiisa muruoko rwako.
Thou killest me not.
Asa hauna kundiuraya.
For if a man find his enemy, will he let him go well away? Wherefore, the Lord reward thee good for that thou hast done unto me this day. And now, behold, I know well. I know well that thou shalt surely be king. And that the kingdom of
Israel
shall be established in thine hand. A hand of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When David lived a life which was like that,
David pakararama upenyu hwakadaro.
Indeed, so.
Zvirokwazvo Sauro.
He saw it.
Akazviona.
That this man,
kuti murume uyu,
is worthy.
Akakodzera.
To be a king.
Kuva mambo.
Character.
Unu.
Is not a gift.
Hachisi chipo.
But character is a victory.
Unu kukunda.
Because of such character,
nekuda kwe unhu wakadai uyu.
God knew.
Mwari vaiziva.
With this character,
ne unhu wakadai uyu.
This man is worthy.
Uyu David uyu.
To be a king.
Akakodzera kuva mambo.
But how did he rise to be a king?
Akazosumuka sei kuzova mambo.
It was because when God tested him,
inyaya kuti Mwari pavakamuedza.
He knew how to behave himself.
Akaziva mazvibatiro.
There was a blessing of promotion of ahead of him.
Ropafadzo rekusimudzirwa
kumashure. But God wanted David to show worthiness.
Asi Mwari vada kuti David
aratidze. Of the position that was ahead.
Wekuva kwechinzvimbo chiri pamberi.
Character is not a gift.
Unu hachisi chipo.
But character is a victory.
Asi unu kukunda.
It was after David had conquered.
Mushure mekunge David akunde.
Through forgiving.
Kuburikidza
nekuregerera.
Kuburikidza nerudo.
That God said.
Mwari vakazoti.
You are worth now.
Wakakodzera zvino.
And Saul said on verse 21.
Sauro akati pana verse 21.
Swear now therefore unto me by the Lord.
Naizvozvo pika zvino kwandiri
naJehovha. That thou will not cut off my seed after me.
Kuti hauparadze vana vangu vanonditevera.
And thou will not destroy my name out of my father's house.
Uya kuti haungaparadze zita rangu mumba mababa vangu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a life.
Upenyu hwakadii.
What a life.
Upenyu hwakadii.
David just left, he left everything in the hands of God.
David akasiya zvese maoko aMwari.
He never fought his battle.
Haana kurwa hondo dzake.
He never revenged.
Haana kutsiva.
That is what brought him to the palace.
Josua akamuendesa kumuzinda waMwari.
If you want to get somewhere with God,
kana uchida kubudirira muna Mwari,
you better keep love in your heart.
Chengeta rudo mumoyo mako.
Take away malice.
Bvisanduru.
Take away hatred.
Bvisaruvengo.
Take away everything.
Bvisazvime zvese.
Brother, sister, just keep love. Those who are wanting you to fall down, they are going to see you up. They talk bad about you. Talk good about them. That's where your promotion comes from. That's where our blessings are. Just go and forgive that person, brother, sister. Maybe your prayer is being hindered because you can't forgive that person. The blessing is waiting for you. Why are you holding malice? Why are you holding hatred? This evening is the day.
Tonight is the day. Don't go out of that door with malice. Don't go out of that door with hatred. Take away bitterness, brother, sister. Say, Lord, Lord, don't let bitterness spring up in my heart. I don't want the root of bitterness. Let us just be like David, who kept himself away from that, leaving everything in the hands of God. See how God fought for him. Don't fight for yourself, brother, sister. Don't try to prove to people that you can revenge. You can talk better than themselves. No, you are wasting your time. It's not time for that. It's not time for that, church. Just keep love in your heart. Keep loving that person. Do good to them who are doing evil to you. And God is going to humble. He's going to bless you, brother, sister. He's going to bless you for that. I want to read maybe one or two quotes and finish right away. The message, humble thyself. You know, people, they want power. And really, they don't know what power is. They don't know what goes with it. The way up is down always. If you want power, see humble you can get. Just get away from all your worldly thinking. Humble yourself before God. And then you have got more power than the man that runs over the building and makes a big lot of noise. Because
Nikuti,
you have been able to conquer yourself.
Wakwanisa kuzikunda iwe pachako.
What we need
Chatinoda
is to conquer ourselves.
Kugona kuzikunda pachedu.
Conquer your unforgiving spirit.
Kunda mwea wako okusaregerera.
Conquer hatred.
Kunda
ruvengo. Conquer malice.
Kunda nduru.
Conquer bitterness.
Kunda nduru.
If you conquer yourself,
ukazikunda,
that's power. That's really power. Commit yourself to Christ. To humble yourself before him. That's really power. Let's stand upon our feet as I conclude with this course here. He says, you show me a church that's humble. Not arrogant church. Just a sweet humble church. Musicians, you can come take a place. I will show you a church that has the favor and the power of God in it. That's right. That's the thing it takes. Humility. Humbling yourselves before God and letting God just work through us. Don't have to make a lot of noise. Lastly, from the message from that time, he says, today we got the wrong conception of power. Power
Simba
is overcoming.
Kukunda.
Coma.
Chifemo.
Power
Simba
is retaining good for evil.
Kutsiva chakaipa ne chakanaka.
Do you want power?
Uruda Simba ere.
Church, do you want power?
Kereke muruda Simba ere.
Power
Simba
is retaining good for evil.
Kutsiva chakaipa ne chakanaka.
Real power.
Diro Simba re chokwadi.
That can love your enemy.
Rukuda muvengi wako.
Do good to those that do evil to you. That's real power. That's God's power. He says, yes. Maniacs can break chains. And people, they say that's power. But that's not it. But it takes a real man, a real Christian, to return good for evil from his heart. not because of a religious duty, but from his heart. Remember, church, that maniac of Oregon,
Mupengo we Oregon,
it was not muscle power from the prophet that conquered that person.
Zakakunda Mupengo.
It was simply the love of God.
Rakanga rungori rudoro wa Mwari.
If you keep that in your heart,
ukachengeta rudoro wa Mwari
and we keep that in this church,
chochengeta rudoro wa Mwari muchechi,
we are going to be the most powerful church.
Tichazova church ine simba guru sa.
God bless you tonight.
Mwari vakuropa fadze imane kwanano.
Let's have a song
gati imbirwe irwiyo
that we can sing. Amen.
Amen.